Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 198 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And we're going to be doing the continuation of the truth about Jim Jones. We did a whole tape show on him yesterday, and this will be program number 300. So keep a paper, a notebook, or whatever, and your paper and a pencil and or a pen. And if you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of yesterday and today's tape, or as many tapes or CDs the back order. You can back order them in that you'd like. But we have songs. We have the continuation of the Jim Jones story. We also, that the media has totally sterilized. They never told you the truth on it. And the government has never told you the truth on it. But you'll hear it first at the Alamo, okay? So remember the Alamo when you're talking about Christianity. Tune the Alamo in when you want to hear the truth, okay? So a few people want to do that today. We can pull your head, by the power of God, we can pull your head out of the beer bottle, the wine bottle, the booze bottle, and also the drugs. If you listen to the truth, the truth will certainly set you free. Amen. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise Your holy name for eternal life. We thank You, Lord, because that life is in the Holy Spirit. Your Word is the Holy Spirit and the truth. And so people, if they want to have the Holy Spirit, if they want to become holy, if they want to become perfect, and everyone can become perfect if they live close to You in heaven, all true born-again Christians sit with You in heavenly places, Father, Lord Jesus, and if they want to be perfect, they will associate with You in heaven. We're to be sitting with You in heavenly places, and that is done by our prayer. And we're able to reach Your throne boldly by the Holy Spirit, that once we're forgiven of all our filthy sins by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Your blood, Jesus, that You shed on the cross at Calvary. Lord, there is so many things that You want me to tell the general public, the whole world, and we're telling it to them in many languages. And I pray that You anoint everything, that You open up people's minds, their hearts, their souls, their spirits, so that Your Word can enter in. Not only Your Word tells us of who the devil is, that he is the great red dragon, is a spirit that enters into human beings, and that spirit is the headquarters of it. It's in Rome, Italy, and that it is in the government, the world government, the one world government, and also in the media. And this is how Satan has gone about to deceive all the people in the world. He said, think the entire world would be deceived in the last days. Well, of course, those of us that are born-again Christians are not deceived. We're in the world, but we're not a part of it. We're like lambs among wolves, and we need, and we thank and praise You, Lord, because You've given us Your holy power, Your Holy Spirit, to be able to know how to conduct ourselves in this dark, degenerated, wicked world that we live in. And we thank You for that, Lord, because if we walk according to wisdom, and You state in Your Word that wisdom is fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is wisdom. And the whole duty of human beings is to fear You, hear Your Word, because that's how we're able to maneuver around in this world by Your holy power, Your Holy Spirit. So the whole duty of man is to fear You and keep Your commandments. That's the whole duty of human beings. So there isn't any necessity. It's really stupid for us to keep our minds stayed on anything other than Your Word, and other than staying at Your throne before You and in Your throne with You, to sit with You, again I say, in heavenly places. Lord, open the lives of the lost and strengthen the saved so that they're not lukewarm but red hot on fire, and that they will take this message and all the messages that you've given me to preach to the people of the world, and they'll pass it on to others so that the whole world can be saved. You stated, Lord, in your word that before Satan can destroy, he must first divide. And before we are destroyed, we must divide Satan's kingdom. And the way that we do it is simply by telling the truth, by telling people who Satan is, because how can we resist the devil if we don't know who he is? And so Tony Alamo's job is to tell you folks out in Radio Land, Lord, you've told me to do this, and if they know the Holy Spirit, they know that this is coming from you. You told me to warn them of who the devil is, where he is, and who he's using on earth, both church-wise, government-wise, and media-wise. And I'm telling them, Lord, and we've got all kinds of literature here from people that have done exposés, people that were there. People that were there in Jonestown and know that they didn't drink Kool-Aid with poison in it, that they were shot to death. And this is what we had, you had me do on the service yesterday, and we're going to continue on with that today, Lord. Let everything that's said be from you, that souls will be saved and church strengthened in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, destroy every power of darkness that's going to rise up against us for letting the cat out of the bag. Tra-la. We're letting the cat out of the bag, Lord. Then we are doing more than the psalmist David did when he killed Goliath. This Goliath that we're dealing with here on this earth is hundreds of millions of times bigger than the giant that David put an end to. And still, the armies of the Philistines were after him, even his wife. Lord, protect us. Destroy every wicked thing on the face of this earth. You do it, Lord, because we are not commissioned to do that other than by preaching the word and exposing Satan to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, in Jesus' holy, mighty, eternal name we pray, and everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, now, here's Gary S. Paxton to sing for you. We love to tell the story of everything that's going on in the world today, and we'd love to tell the story about Jesus. I love to tell the story by Gary S. Paxton. He's singing, produced and conducted this beautiful Christian song.
I love to tell the story. Will be my theme in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell. And his glory.
Stop to them simply by preaching the word of God and uncovering
the filthy, diabolical things that they've been doing. And Hitler was so deceived because the Vatican was his friend. They financed him to power. And they told him, beware of this one world power. And the Jews are behind it. That's why he was killing all the Jews. He said, the Pope told him that, and the people in the Catholic cult were telling him, you know, that we need to exterminate all the Jews and then the world will be a better place to live. And God, Pope would say, he said, is you, Hitler, Adolf, you have been commissioned by the Lord to do that. And you know that the Lord has caused me to be the vicar of God right here on this earth. So listen to me now. They're putting together this United Nations. It's called, you know, NATO now. And they've got Russia, France, England and the United States all together and they're going to try to get everyone. They're going to try to get you. And so what you got to do is brace yourself against them. And here all the time, the Vatican doing it. You got to brace yourself against them because they want to get everybody joined up to the United Nations, 200 different countries or more. And then they're going to start, the Jews are going to start telling you what products you can make in Germany, and they're going to make you give away your commonwealth to other nations, and they will not allow you to do anything unless you do this or that, and this and that and this and that. So Hitler, immediately having such trust in this cult leader, he'd been brainwashed, just like the cult leader has brainwashed the entire world. He had the media at his disposal, and the government all this power, the Vatican banks. And you can see Hitler pictured with the popes and all the cardinals and all the SS men who happened to be Catholic priests. Their governors were like cardinals, and they really were into it. He said, he told the German people, we have to stick together. We have to be patriotic. We don't want any outside force to come in here and control us and to tell us what to do. And it's the Jews. It's the Jews. We have to kill them. And all the time it was the Vatican. Amen?
Amen.
Wake up. Hitler, you know, yeah, I was duped. It was stupid. And the Vatican knew it, and they played him to the hilt. So finally, when they conned America, United States, rather, because, you know, a lot of people in South America and Central America and Canada, they think, they get really upset when you say, we're America. They say, no, you're North America, amen?
Mm-hmm.
We're America, too. We're South America and Central America. We're Canada. And they're part of Canada, is part of North America. And so, and they says, okay, they're getting bigger. And so, Hitler, in order to combat all this, he recruited Italy because Hitler informed Mussolini as to what was going on, and one of their allies also was Japan, because the Vatican let all of them know that the Jews were going to take over the belt, the world. Amen?
Yeah.
And all the time it was the Vatican, and they're doing the same thing here. Now, and all over the world, now they've got 150 or more countries in the UN, and now they're starting to dictate policy to everybody in the belt, in the world, of what we can do and we can't do, and you will not believe in God. The Vatican's saying that. You won't believe in God. If you don't take the Bibles out of school, they're the Hitler, amen?
Amen.
They're doing what they said Hitler was doing. Now, Hitler thought it was a mission from God to kill the Jews. But all the time, they were afraid of the UN. If they would have known that it was the Catholics that were doing it, and here they were in their backyard, in their front yard, and inside their windows, and sitting at their breakfast, lunch, and dinner tables, if they'd have known that, they'd have probably put them to death, too. whoever it was that was coming into Germany and to take our solidarity away, that's who has to be killed. And the media, the propagandists from the Vatican, convinced Hitler that it was the Jews that were doing all this. And they even came up with the protocols of the Elders of Zion, which was a document, a false document that the Vatican made up and planted it on a Jew and threw his body in a whorehouse and then called the police. And they found that document that the Jews were trying to, and then they just publicized it everywhere, that they were trying to rule the world. Okay, you know, and that's the way they set up Jonestown. They, what they've done now is they brought in Sun Myung Moon. The IRS was giving all kinds of 501c3 tactics and statuses to devil-worshipping cults and also to Jim Jones. Now, Jim Jones was very crazy. I mean, he was like a Catholic himself, and people, the Vatican tried in the propaganda machine try to make it look as though they were Protestants or people like myself, because the ones that they really want to destroy is myself, or a Christian, so any kind of born-again Christian that's pulling the sheets and blankets off of them, exposing them. And even the Seventh-day Adventist Church that does not like the Vatican, they know what I'm telling you is the truth, and so does the Mormon Church. Now, I don't believe in the Mormon Church. I believe a lot of the things they say. I mean, they believe about Jesus being the... But I don't believe in Joseph Smith or any of these things, a lot of the things they say. But the head of the Mormon Church called me up while Susie was in the hospital and wanted to know how he could deal with the persecution, because they knew that I was being unjustly persecuted by the Vatican. And at the time, I said, look, I don't know what your trouble is, but you'd have to spell it all out to me. If you come down to the hospital, I might have time. But I'm sitting right here next to my wife, and she's in a coma right now, so could you call me later? Or come down, and if every time I have a break. And as I'll tell you what we do, the Lord told me to expose them. Don't be afraid of them, because if you're afraid of them, they'll destroy you. Mm-hmm. You have to come on, like the Lord said. Amen? Amen. Be a man, stand up and be counted for, like the psalmist David. And God will protect you, all right?
Amen.
And so Hitler started getting together, he said, don't go for democracy, because democracy is nothing but a dictatorship. I've been saying this for years, and all of a sudden here, somebody found it on the internet. I said, I told somebody in my church, get the Hitler speeches. I want to see, the Lord put it on my heart to get his speeches so I could hear what he was saying. And he was saying the same thing. He said, democracy. And then I also, somebody in the church got me this about Bin Laden. And he said that there is a government inside of this government, the United States government. He said, I do not hate the American people, but I hate this insidious government that has moved itself into the American government. Though that's what I hate. I don't hate American people because they're nice. And that's true. But what the Vatican is doing is making everybody hate each other. They got the Arabs hating the Jews, and the Jews hating the Arabs. And when the Jews come to the Lord Jesus Christ and start preaching the gospel and preaching peace and love, the love of God to them, and that let's all live together in peace. But what did they do when the man from Egypt started making alliances with Israel? They shot him. They killed him. Because the Vatican does not want anybody to bring about peace. They want the Pope to bring about peace. They want to use it as a strategy. Like everyone that will take the mark of the beast on their hand or their forehead, what we'll do is you will get food stamps, all the different things, and we will honor you, and you'll be able to buy and sell. But if you don't take the mark on you, well, then you're going to be considered an outsider. This is the only way that we can, they're going to say this is the only way that we can stop people from stealing people's identities, because all you got to do is show your mark on your forehead or on your right hand, and we'll be able to know exactly who you are, because you can't have two marks. You can't have false IDs anymore, because you're branded just like a donkey, a sheep, a goat, or a cow. Okay? And so how do I know these things? It's because the Lord showed me these things. When I was first saved, the Lord put two pipes in me. One was going out of my heart, asking millions of questions I didn't even know what they were, and then he was pumping answers back into me so fast I didn't know. But I know as I go along in life, I wonder, you know, where do I get the ability to be able to answer all these questions so fast without, because the Lord put them in there. And what the Lord put in, nobody can take out. And the Lord knew that I would surrender it to the general public freely, without charge, in the last days, okay? Mm-hmm. Why did he choose me? That's why. He didn't do that to you. He did it to me. Mm-hmm. And you know, the Bible in the 16th chapter of the book of Numbers tells us that. He tells us, Moses and Aaron are the two rams, even in the book of Enoch. Enoch told about Moses and Aaron hundreds of years before they came on the scene. Told them that they would lead the sheep out of Egypt, and that they'd cross right through the middle of a great sea, unconquered. And these two rams were the leaders, and the little sheep were the followers. Now, the one that God gives us the pipes to, he piped all the stuff out of me and piped all the answers back. That's the ram. And the rest of you are supposed to be sheep. Now, anyone rising up against him as Dathan and his mob in the 15th chapter of Numbers, anyone doing that, well, the earth opened and swallowed them up, and the rest of them were burned up with fire.
Amen.
Because God's not going to put that up with people that do that. And so what he's doing is giving all of you, and this is the Lord talking, every one of you, final warnings. Don't rise up against the Lord's chosen people. There are many of people that are called. Dathan says, you're no different than we, and Moses was never taught that they were, except the fact that he was a chosen vessel. Amen?
Amen.
Called and chosen. The rest of you have been called to be part of the flock of the Lord. But they didn't like that. That wasn't anything of a big deal to them. They wanted to have Moses' job. Just maybe it was 150 of them that wanted to take over. They thought we're just as called and chosen as you are, Moses. We all Jews. Yes, you're all Jews. See, there was bad Jews. And there's a lot of good ones like Jesus. And those of you that are anti-Semitic, remember one thing, you're going to have to kneel down before him before you can get into the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's get right into the remainder of the Jim Jones story. Yeah, there's no doubt that the man was wrong, but you know, everybody's deceived. We don't go in there and shoot people because they're deceived. What we do is shoot the gospel to them. Amen?
Amen.
And then the gospel is very powerful because it's the Holy Spirit. And you shall have power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And God is pouring out His Spirit through us, those of us that preach His Word, is pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. Now, whether you receive it or not, that's up to you, because God doesn't make machines out of us. He doesn't make a robot out of you or me. But He knew that when He showed me the truth, that I would tell everybody that I could. All right? Now, the mass media has frozen me out. That's why I'm on shortwave and AM and FM radio. And that's why I have my own publication. We print this and put it out on the streets. So the people of the world, as Hitler called it, could read it and receive it and accept it and accept Jesus. You have to know who the devil is and where he's coming from. It's not the Jews. It is not the Jews, Hitler. And all you people that believe that it is, that you people are believing the lies that the Vatican is telling you, it's not Jews, it's them. Okay, because if you don't believe me, read God's word. God said it's them. Amen? It's them. It's Rome. It's the world government. Have you ever seen anything so satanic in your life as this world government?
No.
No, and you never will. It's as bad as you can get. They burned the Reichstag building. They bombed the World Trade Center right within this government. The government within this government, as Bin Laden said. Now, I'm not a Bin Laden fan because he's also anti-Semitic because the Vatican has told him also. And all you people out there that it's the Jews that are going to take over the sea world. And it's not. It's the Vatican. If you don't believe me, believe God. God said it's coming from Rome, folks. Amen? Okay, now let's start reading about this other duped, poor, pathetic idiot that joined himself up with the Vatican to do testing like Germany on these pathetic people at Jonestown. They were using them for experiments because the Vatican told them that it was the right thing to do, that Negroes were nothing more than animals, they're low-class citizens, and also the Ku Klux Klan, which is another arm of the Vatican, and the ACLU, another arm of the Vatican, and the Cult Awareness Network, another arm of the Vatican. Well, let's finish up here.
A Bible thumper and faith healer, Jim Jones, put on revivalist tent shows in the area and worked close to Richmond, Indiana. Mitrione, his friend, worked as chief of police there and kept him from being arrested or run out of town. According to those close to him, he used wet chicken livers as evidence of, quote, cancers, unquote, he was removing by, quote, divine powers.
Now, people think that they can do that and they're going to wind up, in heaven. The man wound up, they murdered him. Yesterday's program, we showed that he was shot. His gun was found yards away from him. It's not impossible. Would he do shoot himself and throw his gun about 200 yards or something? Ridiculous, you know? Come on, use your brains if you have one. All right? Even if it's not so good. Put two and two together, you can do that, right?
Yeah.
If not, take your shoes and socks off. Count your toes. All right, then what?
His landlady called him, quote, a gangster who used a Bible instead of a gun, unquote.
Right, many ministers do that. They're robbing God because they're having you send money to them and they're using it for their own welfare instead of getting the gospel out. We are, like we are. Because, you know, if you use it for, they're talking about getting cars and new homes and sending your kids to these Vatican-controlled universities. Why would you want to spend your money to get your children brainwashed in those universities? Most of them are all Vaticanites. Now, there's some colleges but they all have these fraternities and they're all into sex and drugs and booze and all the other garbage that everybody knows about. If you don't know about it, you must be living in a tunnel someplace or on the moon. Okay, what else?
Dan Mitrione, Jones's friend, moved on to the CIA-financed International Police Academy, where police were trained in counterinsurgency and torture techniques from around the world.
Isn't that something that our government would teach people to torture people? Is that the Lord's government?
No.
Is this the United States, the land of the brave and the free? Is this the one nation under God? It's not. It's become the United Nations, just a puppet of the United Nations. They're using our manpower to go kill people all over the world. All over the belt. Okay, then what?
Jones, a poor itinerant preacher, suddenly had money in 1961 for a trip to, quote, minister, unquote, in Brazil, and he took his family with him. His neighbors in Brazil distrusted him. Although he didn't speak Portuguese or have any visible job, he maintained a large apartment and lived well. He told them he worked with U.S. Navy intelligence. His transportation and groceries...
Probably did. But it's not really... They really get on your case if you say, if you're in the Navy, the Army, Navy, Marines, and you say, I'm with the U.S. Navy, Army, and U.S. Navy, the U.S. Marines. they can court-martial for that because they don't want the people in the services to say that they are the United States Army, Navy, and Marines. They want you to say that you're part of the one world government, the United Nations forces. That's what they're using now. They condemn you for believing in God, the Vatican does, and the Vatican's government and media, and they condemn you if you are a U.S. citizen, because they hate, Rome has always said that all the different popes say to hell with the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So, you know, we've got now, I would say, you know, in order for Satan to conquer, he must first divide. We better, all we people in the United States, we better get together and demand that we withdraw from the UN and have our own, because then what will happen is maybe they'll convince the UN troops, our boys and girls, to bomb us if we withdraw from them and want to be one nation. One nation. Uno. O-N-E. One nation under God. Then they would bomb us like they did Germany. Once Germany started fighting the UN, then, so it was easy when the Vatican recruited the United States, Russia, France, and England to come against Germany. Then they bombed the beaches, and then they said, see, it's good that we had NATO, all these nations together fighting for the cause of good, because we put an end to Hitler, who is killing all these Jews. They don't say that we told him to do it. Amen?
Amen.
They don't tell him that we financed him, but we used him. He was the dupe to make people know that you don't come up against NATO. Even as strong as Germany was, they couldn't do it. Okay? So wake up, brothers and sisters, fellow human beings. You've been had, but finally somebody's here on earth is telling you the way it is. Okay, I don't want you stinking money. If you want to finance and give to God, fine. We'll take it and we'll use it for the gospel. But if you think I'm interested in your money, to me, your money is filthy and I don't want it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a beetle or something that I could sell for $50 million probably or more. And I don't do that just to show you that I'm not interested in money. I'm interested in your soul. That's it. I'm just simply interested in winning your soul. That's all. And bringing about, I know it's impossible to bring about peace on earth, except those of us that have, we do have peace because we know that if a bomb hits us or they kill us, that we're going to be in heaven just one flash of a second later. So continue on, please.
His transportation and groceries were being provided by the U.S. Embassy, as was the large house he lived in. His son, Stephen, commented that he made regular trips to Belo Horizonte site of the CIA headquarters in Brazil.
Yeah, because he and the CIA, he trusted them. The CIA is a Vatican organization, and they were egging him on, saying because they were setting them up to put a black eye to Christianity, when all the time the government was saying this is a Christian group. And it wasn't. It was a cult, and it was a government organization that did operations like they were using those people, they're like guinea pigs to do different operations on them that nobody would ordinarily volunteer to do just to see if they were using them. But then when they're finished with them, when they wanted to give a black eye to Christianity, they went in there, made up this story about them drinking Kool-Aid, and they went in there like a bunch of zombies looking through them, not at them, and just putting bullets all the way through them. Okay? Say what?
In reality, Jones was known to be studying the mind control techniques of voodoo cults and religions such as Santeria, which...
I don't believe that because there's no such thing as... the only mind control, the biggest mind controllers in the world are the Vatican because they deceived... Jesus said, God said, the whole world, with the exception of those of us that are saved, they're the real brainwashers. Okay, they knew they were going to kill Jim Jones, just like they knew they were going to kill David Koresh. They just used him as a dupe. He was stupid. They used Hitler. And they used all these other people. They use everybody. And they hate anybody that they can't use. That's why they hate me. That's why they pay people to try to assassinate me. But a lot of them have had heart attacks. There was one in the church that wanted to. He came quivering up here. He says, God appeared before me and told me that he was going to kill me, that I've got cancer. And he didn't even know he had cancer, but the Lord told him that he did. And he turned in his gun. He was sent into the church to assassinate me. Vicky's husband. Okay? So why would they want to kill me, a Bible preacher? It's because I'm pulling the sheets and blankets home. I'm de-pantsing them in front of everybody so people can see the putrefying sores underneath their pantalones. Okay, what else?
In reality, Jones was known to be studying the mind control techniques of voodoo cults and religions such as Santeria, which controlled and manipulated their followers with drugs, exotic rituals, fake miracles, fear, and magic.
The government is the one that brought drugs in here into the United States because they wanted you to be so dopey that you couldn't see or understand what was going on with you. And you really are dopey if you keep taking that joke. Okay, because God is going to come back to earth very soon in the form of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and Creator of everything. And you're going to be lost. And you're going to be without words to say at the judgment bar of God. So repent and believe the gospel instead of this stinking, rotten, filthy organization in Rome, its government, and its media. They're lying to you, just like they lied to all these other figureheads. All right, then what?
An American police advisor working closely with the CIA at that point, Dan Mitrione, was there as well. Mitrione had risen in the ranks quickly and was busy training foreign police in torture and assassination methods. He was later kidnapped by Super Mario guerrillas in Uruguay, interrogated and murdered.
Right, see, they murdered their own people. If you ever watch the movie The Godfather, they even murdered a pope that wouldn't go along with the program. Amen?
Amen.
That when Hitler was resisting the UN, they went in there and bombed them to shreds. They destroyed the whole country, the UN, the Vatican's UN. Okay? So what do we do? What do we do? You pray to God and you don't have anything to do with him and you expose him. Get these tapes and these messages to everybody you know. Order them and get them to everybody you know. Get groups together and tell them so that they can see what's happening to them. Okay, then what else?
Jones returned to the United States in 1963 with $10,000 in his pocket. With his new wealth, Jones was able to travel to California and establish the First People's Temple in Ukiah, California in 1965. Guarded by dogs, electric fences, and guard towers, he set up Happy Haven's rest home. Despite a lack of trained personnel or proper licensing, Jones drew in many people at the camp. He had elderly, prisoners, people from psychiatric institutions, and 150 foster children, often transferred to care at Happy Haven by court orders. He systematically assembled a large population of people with few attachments that would represent a cross-section of society and would be under his control. But for what? After his arrival in Ukiah, his methods were visible to those who took the time to investigate.
But it wasn't his method, it was the Vatican's method that they taught him. And little did he realize that they were going to kill him, too. He trusted them. It's the wrong thing to do, is to trust the devil. He can't be trusted. He's the biggest liar in the world and the father of every liar. Okay, then what?
His armed guards wore black uniforms and leather jackboots. His approach was one of deception, and if that wore off, then manipulation and threat. Loyalty to his church included signing blank sheets of paper, later filled in with, quote, confessions, unquote, and used for blackmail purposes or to extort funds. Yet the vast membership he was extorting often owned little, and he tried to milk them for everything, from personal funds to land deeds. Illegal activities were regularly reported during this period, but either not investigated or unresolved. He clearly had the cooperation of local police. Years later...
Yeah, because the Vatican controls the police. A lot of them don't know that. But they're being ordered from above, from Rome. Because they hand it down. It's like a trickle-down system. Amen?
Amen.
It goes to the president gives it to the governors give it to the mayors of different cities, and then they use the Christians with false stories to as a political football to get people to vote for them. They scare the people in different areas to the point to where they're really, any mayor or any governor, they say, we'll run them out of town. Well, they'll vote for that person, when in reality, that's the very person they don't want to vote for, because they're part of the machine, the Vatican machine, okay? Mm-hmm. Then what? They're being used, just like Jim Jones and Hitler, all of them. Then what?
Years later, evidence would come out of charges of sexual solicitation mysteriously dropped. Although the new temple had no guards or fences to restrict members, few had other places to live, and many had given over all they owned to Jones. They felt trapped inside the community that preached love but practiced hatred. What was Jonestown, really? According to one story, Jones was seeking a place on Earth that would survive the effects of nuclear war, relying only on an article in Esquire magazine for his list. The real reason for his location in Brazil, California, Guyana, and elsewhere deserved more scrutiny. At one point, Jones wanted to set up in Grenada, and he invited then Prime Minister Sir Eric Gary to visit the temple in San Francisco. He invested $200,000 in the Grenada National Bank in 1977 to pave the way, and some $76,000 was still there after the massacre. His final choice, the Matthews Ridge section in Guyana, is an interesting one. It was originally the site of a Union Carbide, bauxite, and manganese mine, and Jones used the dock they left behind. At an earlier point, it had been one of seven possible sites chosen for the relocation of the Jews after World War II. Once chosen, the site was leased and worked on by a select crew of temple members in preparation for the arrival of the body of the church. But if these were idealists seeking a better life, their arrival in Utopia was a strange welcome. Piled into buses in San Francisco, they had driven to Florida. From there, Pan American's charter planes delivered them to Guyana. When they arrived at the airport, the blacks were taken off the planes, bound and gagged. The deception had finally been stripped bare of all pretense. The blacks were so isolated and controlled that neighbors as close as 5 miles from the site did not know that blacks lived at Jonestown.
You know, everybody in the media will not pull the lid off the Vatican. I'm the only one that is pulling the lid off of them. And everybody is so afraid of them that they just are willing to buy a lie. Okay, I don't know whether we're going to have been able to finish this today. Keep going.
The only public representatives seen in Guyana were white. Guyanese children were, quote, bought, unquote, also. According to survivors' reports, they entered a virtual slave labor camp, worked for 16 to 18 hours daily. They were forced to live in cramped quarters on minimum rations, usually rice, bread, and sometimes rancid meat, kept on a schedule of physical and mental exhaustion. They were also forced to stay awake at night and listen to lectures by Jones. Threats and abuse became more common. The camp medical staff under Dr. Lawrence Shaft was known to perform painful suturing without anesthetics. They administered drugs and kept daily medical records. A mind control experiment gone crazy. Jonestown was an experiment, part of a 30-year program called MKUltra, the CIA and military intelligence code named for mind control. A close study of Senator Ervin's 1974 report, Individual Rights, and the government's role in behavior modification shows that these agencies had certain target populations in mind for both individual and mass control. Blacks, women, prisoners, the elderly, the young, and inmates of psychiatric wards were selected as, quote, potentially violent, unquote.
See, this article shows that Jim Jones was a government experimental machine. It was not a Christian church. It was not a Christian church. And they were not anti-government. They were not anti anything except the gospel. So we're going to continue this tomorrow because I want you to hear Gary Paxton's song again, which is Sophisticated Savages. That's what the people in the world have become today, killing millions of little children, murdering them, and then passing out millions upon millions of condoms and birth control pills to preteen children, and they're saying that they just despise anyone that's having sex that are underage. No, they're not. This stinking lousy bunch of creeps are inciting them. They're showing sex films in the schools and giving them the wherewithal to do that. So right now, look at, you have to make a choice between whether you're going to accept the Lord Jesus Christ or whether you're going to deny Him. If you deny Him, you're choosing Satan. That's all there is. It's the truth. Read the King James Version of the Bible and you'll see. So if you want to choose the Lord, then repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Say, my Lord and my God, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy, rotten sins away in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul because I'm coming to You. You said, all that come unto You, You will no wise refuse. Therefore, I know You've heard me, and I know You've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise the Lord and thank Him. And just keep it up and keep reading your Bible and praying, staying close to the Lord. And by associating with Him like that, you'll remain holy. And you'll get more and more holy. You have to grow in power. And that happens all the time that you're reading the Bible and praying. Now, Sharon, tell them four different ways to receive a copy of this CD or audio tape number 300.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, so until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. It'll be a powerful message tomorrow, so don't fail to tune in and tell your friends, even your enemies, to tune in. Once they get saved, they won't be your enemies anymore. They'll be your brother or sister in Jesus' name. So right now, here we have Gary Paxton to sing for you, Sophisticated Savages, the People of the World Are.